Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In 3, 2, 1... 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Stop immediately.
Hello team, we've got an upper body workout for you today. So we're going to be spending 30 seconds on each exercise with 30 seconds rest in between, which as you know, means we go pretty hard for the period where we are working. You are going to be moving through a high to low plank to get started and then into some press ups. We're then coming back to that high to low plank before giving your shoulders a bit of a rest, bringing it onto your back for your hollow body hold. Then up onto your feet to jump through some star jumps, back to the mat for another set of press-ups, and then we are finishing in a high plank hold, just pushing the ground away. So there's a lot of repetition of form and moves here, so really intense through the shoulders and the core, but you got this. We're starting with high to low plank in 10 seconds time.
9, 8, 7,
so setting up, 6, coming down onto the forearms, 5, and then back 4, up in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
High to low plank. So down, down, up, up onto your forearms and then back up into that high plank. And I want you to take this first set of these slowly and just focus on the hips staying nice and level. So no rocking and rolling through those hips as we move up and down for 10 more seconds. Good. High, high, low, low. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good, we've got a full 30 seconds to recover between each of these because, as I said, it is pretty intense on the shoulders, on the chest, on the core. But we're going to come into your press-ups next, so either on your feet or on your knees. Just make sure as we come down into those press-ups, bending deeply into the elbows and driving the elbows 10, down towards 9, your ribs rather 8, than flaring them out 7, towards the side. 6, so press-ups 5, in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So core stays nice and tight, shoulders away from the ears, all the way down and all the way up. It is 30 seconds of work, but I don't want you to push that pace. I want you to push that range today. So can you get that chest an inch or so from the floor before you push back up to the top without letting those hips drop, keeping that pelvis tucked under, core nice and tight. 8 seconds. Good. Last 3, 2, 1. So give those shoulders, give those arms a little bit of a shake. There might be some fatigue creeping into your upper body now, but we're going back to where we started with that high to low plank. And this time I want you to see if you can push the pace of it a little bit without losing that form. So keeping those hips nice and level in 10
9,
seconds time.
8, 7.
One
6,
more set of high to
5,
low plank.
4,
in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So you know how this one goes, high to low, down, down, up, up, down on the left, up on the left, down on the right, up on the right. I want you to push the pace without increasing the swing through your hips, without losing any of that gorgeous form we had the first time round. You have got just 10 more seconds on these, and then we're going to give the shoulders a bit of a rest, 5 seconds. three, two, one. Good, you can stay exactly where you are on the mat. We're just going to flip it over onto your back for your hollow body hold. So lying on your back, head and shoulders are off the mat. We are reaching the fingertips forward. And I want you to see if you can keep those legs nice and straight out in front of you, but keeping your lower back on the mat. So that might mean the legs need to come higher. It might mean you need to bend the knees. Feel it out. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Into your hollow body hold. So lower back connected with the mat or with the ground. Reaching the fingertips forward. Reaching the toes forward. Pointing the toes. Squeezing your belly button towards your spine. And we just breathe. And we hold. It is a tricky one, this one, but you've got 10 more seconds on it. There might be a bit of a quake happening in your core right now. 3, 2, 1. Well done. I think the hardest part of this workout is over. Bring it up on to your feet. We're going to move through some star jumps now. So full rotation through those shoulders. Hands come all the way up to the top. But we've got a full 15 seconds before we're doing anything. So let the core, let the shoulders recover. And then we'll jump through those star jumps. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Here we go, into your star jumps, all the way up with the hands and lower. Good, jumping through these for 30 seconds, so letting that heart rate come up, making sure we're going through that full range through the shoulders, hands come together at the top, all the way up and all the way down, knowing you've got just 2 exercises to go after this. 10 seconds left on these star jumps. Last 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. Well done. That is the most cardio that we get in this session. We're going to bring it back down to your press ups. So if the first time round you did these and you did them on your knees and you think maybe I got some press ups on my feet in the tank, try it. Why not? If you were doing them on your feet and they felt easy, I want you to push the range, push the pace on these. We're going in 5 seconds time. 4, 3, 2, 1. So into those press ups, all the way down, all the way up. 30 second blast on your press ups, and then 30 second recovery before your final exercise. Get them done. Keep that core tight, keep those hips up. Yeah, past the halfway point. Give me 10 more seconds of press ups. Last 5, 3, 2, 1. Good, you do not have to move up from the mat. Stay where you are, shake those shoulders out. We're going to come into a high plank hold to finish this workout, but it is the last move of your workout, so I want it to be nice and active. This isn't a passive high plank. We are really active through the shoulders, pushing the ground away, squeezing the belly button towards the spine, squeezing the legs.
8, 7.
We are there in 5 seconds time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
High plank hold. So feeling all the work the shoulders have done already in the last 6 minutes. And working just that little bit harder, pushing the ground away, squeezing everything nice and tight, extending the neck nice and long. You are halfway. Good. Hold it, hold it. 10 more seconds. You have got 5, 3, 2, 1. Good. Well done. You are done. That was very shoulder intensive today, but you got through it. You made it. Hopefully you don't have to lift any big objects today. If you do, good luck. And I will see you back here again for more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.